Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, trainer, and family constellation facilitator here at Illuminations. So welcome back to another episode. And this time I have a very special guest with me today. You know, all my guests are always very, very special, of course, but it's very interesting how very recently we've been talking a lot more about energy healing because a lot of people are growing more curious about this particular area of therapy. So today our topic is all about meridian cleansing through spiritual acupressure. So I'm sure a lot of you must have heard about meridians and what meridians are, but if you don't know, meridians are energy pathways mm-hmm. within the body, and we have about 72,000 meridians that run through our body, and it's very closely linked to the chakras as well. And I'm sure our guest today will tell us more about this. So let me first introduce her. Her name is Mona Wickenberg. Mona is a holistic energy healer and coach, and she's been doing this for 10 years. So there's a lot that we can learn from her today. So I would love to invite Mona to the show. Thank you so much for being here, Mona. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Nia, for this wonderful introduction. I'm so honored to be here. So let me talk about a little bit about my journey.
Yes, please. I would love to know more about exactly what you do as a holistic energy healer and how that's all linked to spiritual acupressure.
It's amazing. So basically, I take an individual through a journey of physical, mental, emotional well-being.
Okay.
Physical aspect being the acupressure part, spiritual acupressure. Because the body is a storage unit. We store subconsciously so much unprocessed, unhealed trauma and the emotions that comes with the trauma in the meridians. And that it's really important to, you know, process that through the acupressure. So what I do is push on the meridian points, the acupressure points, release all those emotions. Because the emotions are caught up in there. They're trapped in the nervous system.
Right.
And so the science and spirituality, according to acupressure, has to come hand in hand, not run parallel lines anymore.
Yeah.
So before we go to any other healing modalities, energy modalities, it's really important to acknowledge the storage unit, the body.
Which is the body,
yes,
right?
Yes. So it's the vehicle in which our soul resides. So if we never, you know, what do you call it? We buy a car and we never service it. The longevity of the car is not, it's not going to happen.
100%.
It's 100%. It's like if we don't change the oil, the engine is going to burn out. So what about the body? It is a storage unit. It is a vehicle. So it's really important. So through acupressure, we take care of, I take care of that. And then go into energy healing like Reiki. Mm-hmm. And of course, the holistic coaching comes in how to maintain all that.
Yeah. Because like when we look at trauma or anything that we experience that's painful, right? The reason why it gets stored in the body is because it's undigested. So I really want to tap into this concept about meridians. So like you said, these are energetic pathways, right? But I imagine if you were to cut open the body, you're not going to see it, and there's no way to find it. And this is why a lot of people find it very hard to believe, like, does it exist? Because we can't see it. So the fact that there we have 72,000 meridians, what does that mean? How do we know they exist, and what purpose do they serve?
Oh, so according to acupressure, which is actually an Ayurveda modality, thousands of It stems from
there.
Oh,
I did not know that. Yeah. I thought it was Chinese medicine for some reason.
No, it's Ayurveda. Okay. They've traced it back to 7,000
years old. Wow.
So anger is stored in the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And kidneys is about fear.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? And of course, unforgiveness, disappointment, hurt. And you know, unforgiveness, even not only for others, but even for self. It's in the heart.
Right.
And people who have migraines or insomnia, that's the pineal gland is kind of blocked, which is literally the crown chakra as well. But there are points to actually release that. And if we just only mask it with conventional, traditional, therapies, which is, of course, it's all good. Healing is a combination of everything. So what happens without processing the emotions, then we won't get 100% resolution. Like it always, it relapses, you'll hear. So it's really important to take care of the body and release those emotions. And
this is one thing that I've heard a lot based on the clients I've seen, right? A lot of my clients, they've come to me as a last resort, you know, no one ever goes to being a hypnotherapist. No one ever goes to a hypnotherapist as a first resort. They're like, I have this trauma. Let me go to a hypnotherapist. No one does that. You typically get people who've probably tried everything under the sun and nothing works. And then they finally come to you as a last resort. Mm-hmm. And what I've realized, especially when I get a lot of medical cases, where doctors can't help them and they've tried medications and nothing has worked, this is when you really have to look at what is your body trying to say. I completely resonate with exactly what you're saying. Every time you say, you know, your liver holds on to anger, your kidneys hold on to fear, it's even though they're not live beings, they have a function that they serve at a biological level, but you can truly correlate it to the emotions and the nature of the emotions that you carry, like anger, fear, sadness, and so on, which is why whenever there's grief, you feel it in the chest. And I love how that's all connected to the energetic system or the chakra systems, right? So can you tell us a little bit about the energy system and how that is related to the body?
So left side is female energy.
Okay. So the yin.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the right side is the male. So people with left side issues will have family related issue problems.
Because that's female. More related to the feminine side.
Yeah. Like
right. Okay.
Yeah. So what happens is if we... what was your question? Sorry.
So how would you connect the energy system to the body side, which is great. You're going on the right path.
Yes, yes. So basically what I'm saying is, yes, once we have to be able to be strong to be able to face those emotions instead of distracting ourselves.
100%.
It's so, so important. So that's the reason I'm saying about the left side, female energy, and the right side, male energy, when we balance that through Reiki, energy healing, and first which we've taken care of the body part, like the acupressure will release the old emotions. So for the new to have room for and to actually be able to stick to, like so many people will be like, okay, I do the yoga, I do the Reiki, and I eat healthy. Why am I feeling this?
Yeah.
You know, that's when the energy part, it's like, okay, take care of the body and then the energy, not just one. The other, where I used to be before, it was so much, just take care of my body. People were like shut to their emotions. That's what I'm like, okay.
Because we're not just physical beings. No. We're also like an energetic being. Yeah. And we have an electromagnetic field that's around us, right?
Absolutely.
So, and considering that we are on Earth and we have this mass that we live through, I think a lot of the times we forget how important it is to feel embodied and to feel grounded and present. And especially when you go through a lot of trauma and pain, the last thing you want to do is feel.
Yes.
And this keeps you dissociated. This can keep you feeling ungrounded and so on. But I can see now where the acupressure element comes in, because it's that's the only way you can release the stored, undigested emotions within the body. So once that blockage is not there in the meridians, I imagine, you have room for
the new, yeah,
the energy to flow.
Because there is, exactly. So if we don't do release those past, how is the new, where's the room for the new?
Right.
So you will feel like, usually people say, oh, I feel better for a day or two, and then I'm back to like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, meet people, or I feel depressed. And then labeling, you know, we start labeling because, you know, the brain is like brain fog. There's no clarity when we're holding so much in the body. How do we think? We can't.
Exactly.
Stuck to the past.
And that makes so much, and I love that you brought this up right now, because it's, if you were to connect the dots, so if at an energetic level you're carrying a lot of, or you're storing so much in your body and there's no room of flow, naturally that's exactly what you would reflect onto your environment, or you would start paying attention in your environment, or perhaps what you start attracting as part of your environment. So you will probably see a lot more blocks, or you will feel like something's holding you back, or you can't move forward. And that's just a pure reflection of what's happening on the inside, right?
Yeah. And you know, the most, I have to bring this to people's attention, is the blood circulation is interrupted. Yes, if we hold so many emotions, there's like, we are living through stress hormones, constant survival, then survival instinct. So the body is constantly in fight, flight, freeze mode, the three Fs. So how do we get out of that? We can't just, you know, do other healing modalities, which are great. Of course, they all work. But I'm telling, the starting point is the body, the vehicle. Like, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, so unless you address the physical element.
Yes, thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about the cases you've had or experiences that you've, you know, helped people walk through because of this particular modality that you practice.
Oh, God, this is so amazing. It really helps people with injuries.
How so?
Yeah, so say when a person is, for example, in an accident or has had a bad fall, you know, they're called like whiplash injuries in the spinal cord. And it's not shown in an X-ray or an MRI. In fact, I heard that in the United States, they are actually coming, like they're inventing a machine. They're on, like it's going on to be able to see these injuries. Because MRI, it doesn't show. So a person feels like, well, they're crazy. They have all this pain, you know, traveling. Because whiplash injuries, the pain just travels up and down the spine. And it's really hard when doctors or MRI can't see it. It's nobody's fault. They can't see it. And doesn't even help medication. It has to work its way out. Like, we have to do some body work, through body work, you know, heal those whiplash injuries. So I've had a case here at Illuminations. I have not seen something like that in a while. The improvement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing.
So like, can you tell us a little bit how they were like when they first came in and how it was like towards the end?
Yeah. It just, so this is like the sixth treatment or something. Yeah. So yeah, this person comes in, he's like, you know, I'm not crazy. I go to the doctors and they just think that I want I just want to leave from my work to stay at home and do nothing. But that's not true, because I am a hard worker and I love my job. So he was like, nothing is helping. So I saw this your ad and I'm here. And I am just so blessed. He was my first client in Dubai.
Yeah.
Just such a blessing. And it has been like 5 or 6 sessions now.
Yeah.
And even he's in disbelief.
Wow. So what's the outcome?
So the outcome is the inflammation has completely, like 80% gone through. Because of whiplash, there's a lot of inflammation that happens.
Right.
And inflammation causes pain. So even sometimes with muscle relaxants or any other conventional medicines, it really doesn't help. It comes back, like the pain comes back worse, because, you know, the root cause is something else. And yeah. there were like multiple whiplash injuries.
Yeah.
So whiplash injury is basically in an accident when, you know, the head moves forward yeah. and back, like with like a really, like, you know, whip, like yeah. you whiplash yeah. the head or the neck. And because it's the cranial yeah. nerves here, so it really affects the entire spine.
Got you. Yeah. And that's how you get the physical ailments and yes. so on.
Yes. And it affects like the nervous system, the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, because that's like the communication system of our body, because it carries messages to the brain back and
forth. Slowly that affects all the other organs and systems.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about body work. So what does the, so when you're with a client, when you use this modality, what does body work look like?
So the body really speaks to me a lot. So when I, you know, use acupressure or push on the meridians, mm. it really tells me if the person is going through emotional pain or physical pain. Mm. Like in this case, this person, he is completely physical. He is so good emotionally.
Mm.
Like he has absolutely, like, he's so open. And I mean, I'm like, wow.
Is it more, was it like a intuitive reading that you
yes.
sense? Or so you can tell whether something is physical.
Correct.
Or emotional? Intuitively.
That's a gift.
Wow. Okay.
It's a gift. So the body like really speaks to me.
Got you.
That's one thing. That's why my preference, and I really suggest that to people too with me, let me start with the body.
Got you.
Because I can really guide, because that's like a gift.
Uh-huh.
So I can guide that, okay, you know, you have a lot of stored emotions.
Yeah.
Or then I can tell if you have, oh my God, you have a whiplash injury. You may have fallen when you were like 3 years old. You were climbing a tree and then you fell. Oh yeah.
You can say all of that.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be something that was immediate.
No. Oh gosh.
So it can be accumulated physical
yes.
and emotional trauma.
Yes. Oh, physical causes emotional and emotional. It's like it's hand in hand and simultaneously.
Oh, wow.
So if somebody has had a fall, say when they were like 3 years old.
Okay.
Okay. And
your body still remembers.
Yes, the trauma. And then what happens is it causes confusion, because when we grow older, it's like the programming says, oh, okay, there's something wrong with me, you know.
Mm.
Wait, why am I angry? But that can happen through the trauma that you went through when you were 3 years old.
That's so fascinating.
It's stored.
That's so fascinating.
You don't know, and it's confusing, and you're trying to like, I mean, not you, but what I'm
yeah.
saying is in general, I have been there myself,
yeah.
just trying to look for...
So this makes me question. So a lot of these psychological disorders, right, like ADHD or, you know, panic attacks or anxiety disorders and so on.
Oh,
I wonder how much of that is linked to past physical trauma
yes,
that you probably have experienced,
oh,
I don't know,
I
when
have.
You were 3 years old, 4 years old, and it's just triggering you during
Absolutely.
Different incidents.
Yeah, that's unacknowledged, unhealed. Because as kids, we can't like express
mm-hmm.
to our caregivers.
And someone, I remember someone telling me this, the only way you can heal through trauma is not by thinking your way out of it, but actually feeling
mm-hmm.
your way out of it.
Absolutely. And that's when I push on the acupressure points, the meridian points, it's processing, like everything is like releasing. People instantaneously feel
because your body knows, your body
yeah.
remembers.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I love that.
And when that happens, you know, things come up. It actually, you'll feel, oh, you know, and we should not doubt ourselves at that
mm-hmm.
time. Whatever surfaces needs to heal.
Mm-hmm. Because your conscious mind wouldn't understand,
no.
but your subconscious definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about tools and techniques our listeners can take away that they mm-hmm. can perhaps use for themselves on a daily basis if they've been through trauma, or whether it's known to them or unknown to them. What could they do?
Well, sit with yourself. It's a positive self-talk. Like we, right now, co-parenting ourselves. You know, if the feeling arises, instead of resisting it or being afraid of it or being in denial, just sit with it, talk to it. Like, what are you feeling right now? Even if you have to co-parent yourself. You know, because as children, we couldn't communicate properly because, you know, parents were busy, nobody's fault.
Everybody. And a lot of the times you might even have your, let's say, critical parents' voice in your head and not the nurturing one, or you probably don't even know what a nurturing voice is like.
Exactly. And then don't forget the programming from the society.
Belief systems.
The belief systems and trying to fit this image. It's exhausting. And then we label it. Oh, I'm not this way because I'm depressed or I'm anxious. Or
all the conclusions.
Instead of being like, okay, I'm feeling this way. This is interesting. Because we're so focused on the external.
Mm-hmm. And you can see how this has a direct impact on your self-esteem, your self-worth, the self-image that you now create for yourself.
Right. And even the way, really, I want to bring this to people's attention is the way of meditation has changed. You know,
how so?
Okay, so I used to sit with my beads and my mantras because I love them.
Yeah.
And since a couple of years, I couldn't do it. And I used to get frustrated with myself. Like, why? I love to sit and do this to give me peace. Now it's more about like asking questions to the universe. Like sit in meditation and the universe wants to answer us. So everything is changing.
Wow.
Shift is happening. So the old ways are not working.
I love that. Yeah. And I love that you say this because I feel like there's a lot of stress or a lot of pressure that people put themselves through when it comes to this healing work where you kind of have to stick to a certain protocol or what's known or what's popular, but you fail to realize that it should adapt to where you are in life and how you are made and what works for you. And it's never a one size that fits all.
It's never one size. Yeah, we just want to fit this norm. And who knows what's the norm? What is normal?
Just because someone can meditate for 2 hours doesn't mean that's the protocol that you should follow, right?
Exactly. And that's good for them. It works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You don't have to follow or, you know, fit their image or try to copy somebody. And that's what's happening. There's a shift going on.
Yeah.
And we can't hold on to the old.
Mm-hmm.
We can't move forward or feel good or whatever it is we're trying to feel. It's about happy. Today, everybody ask, what do you want? I want to be happy. Then ask the second question, what does that look like to you?
No one knows. So you're almost like you don't even have a direction. What people don't realize is human beings are actually afraid of the unknown. Exactly. Even if you want something, if that future is unknown to you, your defense mechanisms will kick in.
Yes. And it's scary. And, you know, we have been taught negative emotions are bad. But how can we in the human body, how can we always feel positive? How can life be smooth? We are born to be able to face challenges.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's just about how can we get stronger to...
And there are certain characteristics that can only be built when you go through certain challenging emotions or situations in life.
Hey, heart is a muscle. It's not an organ. It's like we have to, you know, build that muscle.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I love that.
Yeah, it's a muscle. Don't be afraid of it. Let's just do it.
can you take us through, I know we're wrapping up, but before we do, can you take us through certain meridian points in our body that perhaps people can maybe tap out or anything like that? What are certain meridian points?
Oh my God, the best meridian point is under the armpit.
Under the armpit.
Yeah, the stress points.
Oh, that's a stress point.
Yeah, you just keep pushing like right on the armpit. And you'll feel it. You'll feel it.
Okay.
Just push it with your thumb. Push it inward like that.
Okay.
You're going to feel it.
That's a stress point. Yeah. And then you just put
pressure on it. Or you can even use like if you have a little ball with a stick or something, just push it like really hard like that.
And then you keep it?
Yes. Yes. Keep it like for 30, 40 seconds and okay. then release and then again push it for 30, 40 seconds and balance it with both. Make sure you do both.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, under that. The armpit.
Yeah, that. I also like when it's here, you know, the GB20, but that's a little, like you'll have to lay on something. It's right under the hollow of the skull.
Okay.
The two, a gallbladder 20. That's called the gates of consciousness.
Okay. And you just...
Well, that you'll have to lay on something, you know, like a yoga block.
Okay.
If you have a yoga block, yeah. you just lay on it like that with the chin down and make sure under the hollows of your skull, you feel the pressure. No pain. It's just pressure.
Just pressure.
Yeah.
Any other points?
Then there is the thumb point or even wrist. I think this is the triple burner, but the triple burner would be, oh, here, this, the crease of the elbow. Oh, try
crease
that.
Of the elbow.
Yeah, try that.
Okay. And what does that release?
That releases actually the forearm, the radial nerve, if that okay. goes up to the neck
okay.
too. And it's also like a part of a triple burner point, okay. it's called. Yeah.
So these are just a couple of points
yeah.
that we can
oh,
do.
One of the
Any
best.
Other stress for, what about for stress? What are certain points that you can...
The
so you have the
one,
armpit.
It's one of the best. This is really good too. You know, the other one, what and the gallbladder 20.
So the
really
at the back of the head.
Right. But also the crease of the knee in the back.
Okay.
That's called like the pillar of joy or something.
Oh, okay. These I like these fancy names.
Well, there's one of them called pillars of joy. I'm not sure if it's this one or the one by the ankle.
Okay.
But this, yeah.
Okay.
It's right in the back of the knee.
Okay.
And the crease of the knee. Both sides, either mm-hmm. on the outside or inside, but outside you'll feel it right away.
So tell
just push.
So for our listeners, can you please share what kind of issues can they come to you for?
That's everything. Sorry, no, I'm just, so basically if you are facing, you know, whiplash injuries from
okay.
from accidents or even childhood wounds, mm-hmm. you know, that palpitations, heart palpitations.
Okay.
Of course, anxiety.
Stress.
Yes, stress. Also, what you call frozen shoulder.
Okay.
People feel frozen shoulder. Or hands, numbness, tingling. Mm-hmm. Oh, sciatica. Sciatica.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, wow.
be gone.
Amazing.
Yeah, sciatica pain. Hips, you know, hip pain. Yeah, any irregularity in the spine, like pain-wise, mm-hmm. of course, if you have broken bones, you can't, mm-hmm. you have to go to the doctor. But
isn't it crazy, anything? Like, how you have all these issues that a lot of people have, but you would never think of going to an energy healer as a first resort.
Right.
But it's super effective,
yeah,
right?
It is. Anything to do with muscles and nerves, mm-hmm. that's like pinched nerve, you know, mm-hmm. tingling in the feet. Mm-hmm. And you know, exercise is so important. Yeah. So walking, like, you know, basically the heart is the pump of the body. You know, we have it, and it's a muscle. We can strengthen it. So the blood flow should be like a river flowing, no interruptions. So walking briskly, like 20 minutes, getting the heart rate up
yeah.
high for the blood to pump. So many issues will be resolved right there.
Thank you so much, Mona.
For having me.
Honestly, Mona, it's been so much fun
and
very insightful. And I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot from you today.
Hope so.
We look forward to having you back with another topic.
Sure.
So until then, thank you to all
thank
the listeners
you.
For joining once again. Until next time with another speaker, take care and
thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.